are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor and stops by every Thursday with all the movie news you need. It is Cinema Chat. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm a college football fan, and I'm very glad there's no U of M football game this week because there's so many really great movies that are opening up.
No Ohio State football game.
It is just days away from Halloween.
Indeed.
Which is kind of like an Ohio State horror show. But
that was last weekend.
That's true. It was. But the film Suspiria, which is based on the 1977 Italian gore fest, is going to have a special screening on Halloween. And then we have a lot of other Halloween movies. We have The Exorcist and The Babadook and Frankenweenie, as well as the special screening of Suspiria on Halloween night at 8:45. And then there's a release of the film on November the 2nd, a full release of it.
Nice.
So that's the Halloween stuff that's coming up. Can You Ever Forgive Me is this Melissa McCarthy film where she plays an author that has some degree of success, and then she loses her writing mojo, and then she starts forging letters from famous literary figures with a fair degree of success until she's caught. And the reviews on this have just been excellent, excellent, excellent for the film and for Melissa McCarthy's performance. Free Solo is a stunning documentary about these crazy skilled rock climbers that don't use any safety ropes or nets or anything, and they climb these sheer rock faces, the tallest ones in the world, and it's just harrowing to watch, but very cool at the same time. Beautiful Boy is a film that stars Steve Carell and Timothée Chalamet.
This is supposed to be a really powerful movie.
Yeah, with two great performances by Steve Carell and Timothée Chalamet. It's about a young man who's fighting with addiction, has a problem with substances, gets over it, but then is back at it. And this is a father-son. Steve Carell plays the father. Timothée Chalamet plays the son, and Mara Tierney plays the mother. Mid-90s is a film that's by actor Jonah Hill, except he's directing it. And this film has gotten great reviews. People are kind of stunned that the movie is so wonderfully done, and Jonah Hill directed it. So it's really something to look forward to. Mid-90s.
I've heard him talk about it, and I don't think I've ever heard him speak more passionately about anything.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He came to the Michigan Theater a few years ago with one of our Sundance films.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And then Tea with Dames, which is your perfect film for a certain kind of film for the art house.
Well, you know the acting's going to be stellar,
right? Yeah, Maggie Smith, Judy Dench, Eileen Atkins, and Joan Plowright, all of them dames, honored by the British royalty. So anyway, great films. Halloween films, Can You Ever Forgive Me, Free Solo, Beautiful Boy, mid-90s, and Tea with Dames. Really great lineup. And that doesn't include the commercial film lineups, which has Hunter Killer, which hasn't gotten very good reviews. It's a submarine adventure where the head of the Russian government gets kidnapped, and it's up to this submarine group to save the free world and the rest of the time as well. And then Johnny English Strikes Again is a not very well reviewed film that has an interesting cast. Emma Thompson's in it, and it features Rowan Atkinson, who is a very goofy, funny.
That's Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, exactly. Indivisible is a faith-based film about an army chaplain, and then London Fields is a film that seems like it was a really good effort, but it just didn't turn out very well. About this very strange woman who can see the future just a little bit ahead, and she lures these men into her circle, and weird things happen. Billy Bob Thornton plays an author who's observing her in her life to write his last novel as he's about to die. But the reviews on London Fields has not been good. But there is just a great amount of stuff to see at the at the Art House at the Michigan and State downtown.
So. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. The other voice you hear, that's Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theater.
Yeah, so Tea with Dames, back to that film.
Yeah, it's not actually acting, but it is a great conversation, a way to spend a weekend with these fabulously fun women.
Yes, with lots of stories to tell. So, you know, they set this up in a very nice setting, and then Maggie Smith and Judy Dench and Joan Plowright and others talk to each other about their careers, about their philosophies. And this thing is edited together very, very well. And the critical consensus is really strong. Tea with Dames proves there's plenty of entertainment value to be found in rounding up a quartet of screen legends for a chat, and is likely to leave audiences wishing these stars would keep brewing up pots of tea for ongoing series. So that's a lot of fun. And then this film that's been buzzed about tremendously, Can You Ever Forgive Me, is this Melissa McCarthy piece. And the critical consensus is on that. Can You Ever Forgive Me provides a compelling showcase for deeply affecting work from the director Richard E. Grant and Melissa McCarthy. Great reviews. She forges all of these letters from folks like Tallulah Bankhead and Katharine Hepburn, Estee Lauder.
And pulls it off
for a while, and then she gets caught. And Beautiful Boy, again, we talked about this. Mara Turney, Timothée Chalamet, Steve Carell, Amy Ryan. Beautiful Boy is Timothée Chalamet and Steve Carell delivering a showcase performance that's very, very powerful. And there's a really good buzz about this
film. And if you've never seen or experienced or had someone you've loved that has struggled with, in particular, methamphetamine addiction,
right, exactly,
then this is going to give you a kind of close-up look of the damage that it does in the present and in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Beautiful Boy opens this weekend. Then Free Solo is this National Geographic documentary about this very passionate group of people focusing on one of these guys.
Well, passionate's one word. Idiotic, strange,
but
unbelievably reckless.
A 3,000-foot El Capitan Yosemite Park ridge that this guy climbs without a rope. And it is harrowing. It's an athletic feat that is amazing.
And even though you can likely figure out how it ends, and it ends good, then the tension along the way has to be something spectacular. I mean, just think about hanging off a rock face at 1,500 feet with nothing below you.
Yeah, and the guy seems absolutely compelled. His mother is interviewed and girlfriend, and anyway. It's
visually stunning, too.
It is visually stunning, and by a great documentary film team as well. And then you've heard quite a bit about mid-90s, which is this film that is put together by Jonah Hill. He wrote and directed it, and it's about a 13-year-old in 90s-era L.A. And, you know, it follows a certain aspect of Jonah Hill's life, or at least he was around.
He really wanted to be a part of the skateboard community.
Right.
And in his real life, wasn't really good enough to be a part of that, and kind of was more of an observer. But he really took a lot away from it, from the way this community was treated and how it is kind of rendered to the margins of society.
Right. And so, anyway, go check that out, supporting a great first film. We've also got some specialty films. The Secret of Supermoon and Canton Novelty is a film that's part of the Electric Shadows series that we're doing with the Confucius Institute, and that's going to be on Sunday at 4 o'clock. We have the NT Live theatrical videotape theatrical production of Frankenstein.
So this was done on the stage and filmed, and that's what we're going to see?
And it's with the National Theatre of London, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Is he Frankenstein?
He plays the monster, as does Johnny Lee Miller in another one. So go check that out. Man of Marble is a film that's playing on Halloween night at 7 o'clock, and it's part of the Polish History Film Masterpiece series. It's really been excellent, and you can go check that out as well. If you haven't seen First Man, go see it at the Michigan Theater.
About Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, and the space program between 1961 and 69. People are charmed by Robert Redford and the old man and the gun. And the film that I haven't seen yet that I've got to see is Colette, which is stars Keira Knightley as this late 19th century, early 20th century writer. She ended up writing what is probably her best known piece of Gigi, which was turned into a musical. But in the 1880s, as a young woman, she wrote these four novels, and the pen name that she used was Colette. But she didn't get the financial benefit or the credit she deserved because she was writing for this brand called Willy. The setting is beautiful and it's very cool.
Keira Knightley seems to do very well in period pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an exceptional one, and audiences have really buzzed about it coming out of the theater. And more people are going now than at the beginning. So.
And Star Is Born still playing? Crazy Rich Asians? Are they still in the theaters for a while?
Yeah, they're coming down. And I think the last screening of Michael Moore's films today.
So, 11/9.
Yeah, 11/9. So go check it out.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. We do it each Thursday, and we hope you're going to join us next week as well. I'm David Fair, he's Russ Collins, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Happy Halloween at the movies. Ta-ta.